AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. On Howard Stern's radio show, President Biden says he is willing to debate Donald Trump. As he was leaving his hush money trial in New York, Trump said he is willing.
I've invited Biden to debate. He can do it anytime he wants, including tonight. I'm ready. Here we are. I invited him to the courthouse that he has us tied up in, his administration. This is all being done through Washington.
Gary Farrow was testifying in the trial. He worked at the bank used by former Trump attorney and fixer Michael Cohen. Pro-Palestinian demonstrators on college campuses say they've reached an impasse in negotiations.
Columbia University students say they've had more than 11 hours of discussion with university representatives, but have reached a stalemate in their conversations. Mahmoud Khalil, a Columbia graduate student, spoke to reporters about the discussions.
We are at a stage where kind of an impasse. The university is not acknowledging the movement.
Demonstrators say they won't move their encampments from the school's grounds until their primary demand for divestment is met. Other schools across the country, like Emory, George Washington, and Indiana University, continue to hold similar demonstrations and encampments on their campuses. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says Ukraine will be getting more Patriot missiles for its air defense systems.
I'm also pleased to announce today an additional commitment of $6 billion.
The owner of a suburban Detroit business that caught fire and exploded, killing a man, was arrested for involuntary manslaughter at a New York airport, preparing to fly to Hong Kong on a one-way ticket. Prosecutor Peter Lucido says Noor Noel Kestu was on their radar.
He was a suspect from the beginning, being the owner of this business. Anyone that owns a business and something like this happens has to be considered a suspect.
The Dow finished up 153 points. This is AP News. The Agriculture Department wants salmonella levels in chicken lowered to prevent food poisoning.
The regulations take effect in 2025. At that point, salmonella will be considered an adulterant, a contaminant that can cause foodborne illness when it's detected above certain levels in frozen, breaded, and stuffed raw chicken products. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says this is the first time the agency has declared salmonella as an adulterant in raw poultry. In the same way, certain E. coli bacteria are regarded as contaminants. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says salmonella poisoning accounts for more than 1.3 million infections and about 420 deaths each year in the U.S. Donna Water, Washington.
Southwest Airlines is studying changes to its quirky boarding and seating policies as it searches for ways to raise more revenue. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.